morning. I greet each one in the precious name of Jesus this morning. Thank you for the singing. It's been a blessing to be here already. And also to think of the word preserve. Thank you. This morning I feel unworthy to be sharing on what I have a short opening meditation to share on. I have a few thoughts here, and the title I have is An Unchanging God. I know there's many things that to speak on this. I have a few thoughts here, and I just pray that we can relate to them, that y'all can relate to them the way maybe that I have, or that they can be a blessing and an encouragement to you all. I believe I've spent some time just maybe stopping in life and looking around and realizing the changes that we go through and the things that come and go and come in and out of our lives and people we meet, and the list is ending, never ending. You could go on and on. And I've stopped and considered just where am I in these changes, and how am I taking them? Have I accepted them, or have they maybe got me down, or what kind of changes that have taken place, if this is something that I am relating to in a positive way or whatever it may be. So I have some thoughts wrote down, and also have some verses that I want to look into as well. But before we start here, I'd like to have a short word of prayer. Father in heaven, we do bow before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can call upon you and that you are our God. Father, we thank you for your mercies, for your loving kindness to mankind. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are unchanging, Father. And Lord, that you are always the same to us. Father, thank you that you are our Father, and that you thank you for your dear Son, Lord, that you've made a way for each one of us, Father. So we just come before you this morning and seek your face, Lord, once again, and ask that you would be here with us, Lord. Lord, help me, Father, to gather my thoughts together, Father, and to share through you, for your glory, Lord, and for your honor. Father, I think also of Brother Allen that's coming, and Lord, and just pray that you would give him wisdom from on high, Father, and that you would anoint his lips, Lord, and that you, Lord, could be glorified, Father, today. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us from day to day. We just ask you to be here and that your Spirit could do a work in each one of our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have a few thoughts here that I wrote down. What kind of change or changes are taking place in your life? Maybe it's something recent, or maybe it's something from the past and we still haven't accepted it quite yet. Sometimes there are things that happen or take place that are out of our control, and therefore a change takes place, and it may be difficult change. But with God, all things are possible. And you all can fill in blanks there. I don't know what all is going on in your lives today. And so a lot of this is something we can relate to ourselves or maybe our loved ones or whatever it may be. I want to read Psalms 11 here, if I could. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, and they ready their arrow upon the string. And they make privily shot at the right, upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold his eyelids. Try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest shall be a portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. We have many a beautiful promises in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament, on these things, on how God is with us through everything. Also want to read in Psalms 13, 5 and 6. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. I've heard that sometimes if something happens, they say, well, God's punishing me, or God let this happen in my life. And I don't know that's true. I think that things come about sometimes and we recognize them and maybe we change our ways or something. But I don't think God just does something to us intentionally I believe he dealt bountifully with each one of us. Change in life is also very positive. Maybe I have a habit that's not good, or a bad attitude or feelings towards someone, and I have to change, and I have a change of heart. Or maybe I am a non-believer, and I confess my sins, accept Christ as my personal Savior, and transformation takes place, a conversion, something outward, something black and white. Sometimes if we go through a change, it's very easy to see. You can see someone has changed. There's an outward expression. There's change that takes place that you can physically see in someone's life. I know my life has changed from where I used to be 5 or 6 years ago. And I pray that I can just continue to change more into the image that Christ wants me to be. But there's all kinds of change. There could be an inward change in my heart that you can't see. That maybe I have a different opinion of something or someone, or I have a change of heart, or a change that I changed my mind about something, or my opinion changed, and y'all can't see it, but it may come out in some other way. But there's many different changes that we can go through in our day-to-day life. And sometimes relating to maybe a non-believer, you have to change your opinion or your thought of this person or whatever it may be. Sometimes not everyone has the best intentions, and therefore you don't want to judge the person, but you have to relate to the fruits thereof. And it's sad when that happens. Another thing that I had to think of here is, are we being conformed with the world, or are we being transformed by the renewing of your mind? By the renewing of your mind. In Romans 12, it talks about that. I just want to go there briefly here. Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Just want to encourage us today. The world is changing. I know there's many in here that are older than I am and have seen a lot of things. And sadly, we kind of can change with the world in some ways. But I want to encourage us just to be cautious with the changing world around us. Let's not be changing in the wrong direction in that aspect. Another verse I have here is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Is God our rock in this time? Is God your rock? I believe somewhere it talks about a spiritual rock. Do you drink from the spiritual rock of Christ Jesus? Is God your rock in your life? Deuteronomy 32:4. He is a rock. He is a rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and upright. Without iniquity, just and right is He. We can put our trust in man, and eventually, at some point, we'll face a disappointment or something. But God will never do that for us. Psalms 62, 6 and 8. Truly, my soul waiteth upon. Okay, I'm sorry. 6 and 8 here. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. My God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him. At all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. I just want to be an encouragement today. Whatever may be taking place in your lives, whether it be at work or at home, or maybe it's God has blessed us. God has blessed me with me and my wife with two children, and it's been a blessing, but it's been a change too. I'm very grateful for it. And wherever we're at in our walk and in our life, I just want to encourage each one of you to embrace it and to look to the Lord in the time, in the time of need, in the time of challenges that we go through, to look to God for your answers. He will give you peace through it all. I just also want to read a song out of the purple book here. It's page 811. Come, come, ye saints. Come, come, ye saints. No toil, no labor, fear, but with joy went on our way. Though hard to you the journey may appear, grace shall be as your day. We have a living Lord to guide, and we can trust Him to provide. Do this and joy, your hearts will swell, always well, always well. The world of care is with us every day. Let it not this obscure. Here we can serve the Master on the way, and in Him be secure. Gird up your loins, fresh courage take, our God will never us forsake. And so our song, no fear can quell, all is well, all is well. We'll find the rest which God for us prepared, when at last He will call, where none will come to hurt or make afraid, He will reign over all. We will make the air with music ring, shout praise to God, our Lord and King. Oh, how we'll make the chorus swell, all is well, all is well. I just want to wish God's blessings to each one today and the coming week, and I will close with this and encourage each one. Thank you.